Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Good morning. Good morning, and I say to you all, good day. It is yet another day for us to go forth and create the thing in which we desire to create from a space of clarity, from a space of harmony, from a space of balance and love and peace. I am so grateful that I have that opportunity each day that my feet hit the floor. So I want to acknowledge my ancestors, the ascended masters as well as the descended masters who are here on this plane this day. I want to acknowledge the four elements of life, including the fifth, the Akash element, the space where everything takes place. I acknowledge the four corners of the earth, and I thank you, and I give you all much gratitude. Thank you for being support and assistance to my spiritual cultivation, or to the cultivation of my spirituality. So here we are once again. I'm not really sure. Coming to you live from Sankofa Productions, also known as Sankofa Infinity. You can reach me at sankofainfinity.net. You can also reach me on Facebook, Sankofa Infinity. I am sankofa9@gmail.com. And you can find Sankofa Infinity on WordPress, Sankofa Infinity 13. So the message today is in regards to what I've been speaking about or what I spoke about yesterday in regards to, you know, an individual being integrated as a whole being and how we come into the world full of wisdom, full of creativity, yet we have to experience life, and as we experience life and the conditions, circumstances, and situations, we find ourselves making decisions that we really don't want to make, or find ourselves going through things that seem to be somewhat repetitive. And the reason for that is because we have not yet become integrated in our being so that we can see life through the eyes of Christ. I want to say that. See life through the eyes of Source, or see life through the eyes of Christos, see life through the eyes of Buddha, see the life through Christ, however you want to put it. It is coming from the Source. One source, there's only one source, yet there's many, many members. So as we become more and more integrated in who we are as the likeness and the image of all that is and all that will ever be, we can make decisions from a space of peace, balance, and harmony. And in doing that, the quality of our thinking changes. It changes from being quantified to being qualitative. So your decisions that you make, when you make them, you will not stumble or fall because you have made that decision. You will know without a shadow of a doubt that it was a decision that just had to be made. When your thoughts are uplifted and you have integrated yourself in such a way where your decisions become qualitative, then you can see the quality in all of the decisions that you make. You don't even see them, you feel them. You can feel it through your whole being. And sometimes that means that you have to stand alone by yourself. And sometimes that means you may be standing with a crowd. Who knows? Only you know the circumstances and the conditions that you find yourself in. that even in standing with one's self, you are not alone. You're all one by yourself. You're all integrated. You have become integrated. When you can enjoy the presence of your own company, your own self, and you can interact with people from a qualitative space of peace, harmony, love, creativity, balance, poise, when you can interact with people in that way, you are becoming integrated, if you're not already integrated. And you are seeing the life or living your life through the eyes of God, or through the eyes of Source, purest form. And when you're in that space, all you want to do is celebrate. I mentioned that yesterday. I can never get away from celebrating. All you want to do is celebrate. You want to celebrate the fact that you have an opportunity to be impatient and celebrate the fact that you have the opportunity to be patient. You can celebrate the fact that you can experience things through your senses. And if you're not pleased with how you experience the things that you're going through or the results, you can celebrate the fact that you have an opportunity to change your mind in such a way that it may shift the perception of your thought or your thought pattern. And things outside of you are now changed. But even, you know, when I say that things are never changed outside of you, you are the one that does the changing. You are the one that does the changing because you are the creator of your own realities. You are the creator of your own realities. And when you come into alignment with the non-physical aspect of who you are, you will know the quality of your thoughts, the quality of your feelings, the quality of your action. Because if you think it, then you're going to feel it, and then you're going to act on it. Sometimes you have to, when you have thoughts, you have to catch that thought. Because it's not a thought of love. It's not a thought of peace. Matter of fact, you have begun to trespass against yourself. And in that moment of recognizing that, you can catch that thought and change it. Change the thought, and then the feelings are changed. The actions are changed. But then nothing stays the same, yet everything is the same. Nothing changes if nothing changes. Someone used to tell me that all the time, and I'm still wrapping my mind around that. But we live in a life, or we have a life in which we have an opportunity to go forth and celebrate life in all of its abundance, in all of its the abundance of peace. Because all of these things are inside of you. The abundance lies within. The abundance has to come from within, and then it is allowed into the space. It is allowed into your life. Because the law of attraction. But you have to become whatever you're seeking or searching or wanting or desiring, you have to become the embodiment of that very thing. You have to become the embodiment of that very thing. if you want to be peaceful, if you want inner peace, if you want inner peace, and I have to say this because I went through it. If you want inner peace, you're going to have to experience chaos first. It's just not going to show up because we still have to deal with the undercurrent of our emotions. And half of the time, the majority of the time, we don't know what's there. We don't know what's lurking about to devour us. You know, sometime last week, I believe I spoke on the tree of good and evil and the tree of life and how they were both in the Garden of Eden and how they are much a part of us. They're braided into us. They're braided into us. You know, you ever, I don't know, there's a symbol that the healthcare system uses. And it has wrapped around it. And sometimes you see one serpent, but there's two serpents wrapped around it. And I'm only saying this because I'm going back to what I said in one of my previous shows about if there was a serpent in the tree of good and evil, surely there has to be a serpent in the tree of life. One is there to teach you good and evil, or to allow you to experience good and evil. And one is there to bring life, teach you life. And protect you, I may add. But we're not taught that. And I, you know, I'm glad we were not taught that because they gave me an opportunity to do my own research, to ask on my own questions about what needs to be done for me, inside of me. No one knows your soul journey better than you. No one knows your soul journey better than you. No one can validate your soul journey or what you need to be experiencing on your soul journey. No one can validate that except you, the beholder of yourself. And that's an everyday, everyday process. It's constant. That's why Apostle Paul says, pray without ceasing. You have to always be with yourself, in communion with yourself, decreeing and declaring who you are as the sovereign presence of the likeness and the image of all that is and all that will ever be. That is a must. And in doing that, you build the energy. You're cultivating the energy of the source. And before you know it, it emanates from you. And people see it. If they don't see it, they feel it. If they don't feel it, they know it. They know something is there. They can't quite put their fingers on it, but they know it's there. Because whatever is there is in them too. And as you are in their presence, without them even knowing, you're activating something within them. And you don't have to even talk a word. Just show up and allow. Just show up. Be still. And know that God is still God. Source is still source. Infinite is still infinite. And all those wonders, full of grace, an abundance of grace, and love, love. We speak of love. We speak of love. But we know not what love really is. if you really, really know what love really is and how it is operating force in the world, you wouldn't even be able to talk about it because people wouldn't understand what you're saying. We're so caught up in judging situations, people, places, and things that we cannot fathom the love of God in everything. Everything that we relate to, the love of God is in it. No matter what level or degree it is, the love of God is in it. Sometimes I have to ask myself, even is there even such a thing called fear? If all there is love, then there can't be fear, because fear and love can't coexist in the same place. Fear, false evidence that appears to be real. If it's false, then it doesn't exist. Only love is this. And there are many degrees to it. This is why people are looking for love in all the wrong and right places. But in time, all wrongs will be made right. Just like the Bible says, all crooked places can be made straight. Heels can be made low in time. But it is not our time. It is not meant for us to decide what time it is. Because we're just the co-creators. We're just agents to the Creator. If I be a slave, I am a slave to that. I am. Because I can't master it. I have to allow it to master me. So that I can bring myself together, call myself, so that it can become integrated as one being, oneness. Seeing from a singular perspective. Overstanding that there is duality and all the polarity and all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, God is in it. So when the source is in it, all I need to do is be still and know that source is still source. So that is the message in which the Elohim want to come forth and convey today. Like I always say, it is never I that speaketh, but it is them that speaketh through me. Them, who is them? The non-physical aspect of who I am. That is my relationship. That is the most important relationship I have. And I challenge you to make that the most important relationship that you have with yourself. The non-physical aspect. Some may call it God. Some may call it Jesus, Christ, Buddha, Crystal, Saint Germain. You may call it whatever you want to. But get into the alignment of that. Get into the alignment of that. Because that is where you will begin to live your life through the eyes of Source. And unfold into an authentic life. So with that said, I say to you, be well, continue your week, stay focused and stay in the light. And I say, namaste, namaste, namaste.
It's all a bad dream.